Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
I brought snacks. Did you see the snacks?
I did. I can't have it because I'm on keto, but I am planning on having a keto a break from keto soon, maybe this weekend, and I'm very excited. I thought I could have a break, a cheat weekend once every 2 weeks. I don't think I can do that. It might be once every month. I don't know.
Hi, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Bruce Waters, and with me is Jesse, who seems to like to talk about keto.
Just a little bit. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, keto.
Hi. Yeah, I lost 30 pounds in 3 months, which is kind of nuts.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's like you have to combine intermittent fasting with keto, which is the healthiest way to do it.
And anyway.
I can't help myself. I can't shut up about it. I don't know what's wrong with me, Reese. I don't know. I can't stop talking about it.
It's a weird, brainwashed.
It's a weird obsession, man. Okay. It's a weird fucking obsession.
Can we talk? Do you want to talk about this episode?
All right.
Do you know what I've noticed there's a distinct lack of in all the political coverage during this election?
Nudity.
Fun facts.
Is this going to be an episode of fun political facts?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, listener.
You ready for some fun facts?
Reese's face looked exactly as you pictured it when you heard it. Okay. Like it was a grin ear to ear. It was amazing.
Okay.
I'm now as excited as you are.
Can you guess?
We're just jumping right in. We're not even doing small talk.
No. All right. Small talk. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Cool.
I'm really excited to have apple crisp and ice cream and some pizza this weekend.
Nice.
That's what I was going to talk about, stuff that I can't, haven't been, but I'm looking forward to eating garbage.
I'm having wood-fired pizza tomorrow. Going up to the Annapolis Valley for some wood-fired pizza.
Oh, that sounds really good. Oh my God.
And drinking some wine, and then, it'd be nice.
That sounds like a really...
Kids are in school, so
right.
Grown-up time.
Okay, yeah, pizza and wine.
Yeah.
Oh, don't have wine with pizza, man. No, you want some, like, fucking, just, like, 18-year-old Lagavulin. Just, like, single malt scotch.
I can't drink whiskey.
Really?
No, it just me. I'll just... honestly...
Before you fall asleep, is that right?
No. I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
There's a mahogany room with a big fire and a nice leather chair with books. And I'm sat there with a fine whiskey.
Has this actually happened?
And I'm sat there with a fine whiskey. And maybe I'm holding a cigar. I haven't lit it. Because the cigar will give me the same reaction as the whiskey. And I look sophisticated, and I take a sip, and I savor the smell and all this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I just vomit all over myself.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Has this happened?
Not that scenario.
Not that specific scenario.
I once did a film shoot with this man who had a chain of hair salons. And at the end of it, he was like, come with me. And he bought me a glass of whiskey. And that one glass of whiskey cost like, it would have been like $100.
Jesus. The glass?
For the one, no, well, the drink inside the glass. I didn't get to keep the glass.
Thank you. That was bad.
And
I realized how bad the joke was
It was an amazing gesture. I mean, he had loads of money.
Right.
He had like two Porsches. But anyway, he was like, hey, you know, it's been a good shoot. Have this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I would have loved it.
And I smelt it and I was like, fucking hell, I'm going to have to drink this in front of him. Pretend I'm having a great time.
That would have been amazing.
So I was like... it's a very good year. It's a great vintage. And then by the time I got halfway through it, I could just feel my stomach churning.
Really?
And I was like, excuse me.
So hold on. What is it, all alcohol or just specifically whiskey?
Just spirits.
Spirits and spirits in general.
So, apart from rum, I can drink rum.
You can drink rum, but not anything else. That's
weird.
So that
whiskeys
is weird.
And, stuff. And then, yeah. And then
that's very weird.
And then...
you can drink wine,
and then I went
beer,
back. I emptied the contents of my stomach. I went back. I had another round, and then I.
Oh wow!
And then I tried to, and I went back to the bathroom after I finished the glass, and then was just nothing was coming up. And
wow!
But I did it, you know.
Congratulations!
I did it, and he didn't waste his money. That's for sure. Well, this is great small talk.
This is a great small talk. Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Yeah. I'm trying to.
As the most expensive drink I've ever drunk, and it didn't stay down for more than 2 minutes.
That's amazing. Wow. I know that Nova Scotia is the Maritime, not Nova Scotia, sorry, the Maritime provinces is known for their drinking. Like we're known for kitchen parties. We're known for, yeah. You know, we can hold our own with booze, but that's just kind of like, and the reputation is accurate. It's true. We are big drinkers down here, which isn't something, you know, necessarily to be proud of, just kind of a fact. What is the culture like in Wales?
It's just, same heavy drinking.
Is it, it's the same as it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's largely like, I can drink beer, cider and wine. I can drink loads of that and be absolutely fine.
You can.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I could sit and drink beer all day and just be quite happy and be fine and could do a crossword puzzle and be okay. Whiskey and other spirits.
Wow, weird. So that's my go. When I was, I learned how to drink when I was in my early 20s.
Because you can't drink here till you're 19.
Yeah, yeah, unless you're in Quebec, then you can drink at 18.
See, because I used to get served on an off license near my home when I was roughly about 14.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
So it wasn't legal. It's just that we were their best customers. For a lot of air miles.
That's amazing. 14. I didn't drink until I was 21 out of choice. I just didn't really feel like it. But when I did, spirits are my go-to. I love whiskey. I fucking love a good peaty single malt scotch. And I like rum and I like all the other stuff.
If you're listening, you want to send Jesse some whiskey.
I'm actually taking a nice long break from the whole thing. But I'll hold on to it.
Did you see the bottle of whiskey in our office?
The Lagavulin. Yeah, I did. It was great. That's from, I had Lagavulin once. It's the scotch of choice on the show Parks and Recreation.
A friend of our company gave her as a housewarming gift to the office. And
that's expensive. That's like a $140 bottle.
I know, but I don't like it, and I have to pretend to drink it.
But real quick, a little side story of why I don't mix either. Like I won't take spirits and mix it with like rum and Coke. That just tastes like Coke gone bad. Honestly, like it does. Right? So like if I'm drinking rum, whiskey, vodka, whatever, I'm doing it straight. And I learned how to drink that when I was at my friend Mike's when I was growing up. Him and I were best friends when we were growing up, and we'd hang out in his basement. And his parents would be upstairs in the kitchen, and the basement would be like a rec room. And around the corner of the basement was this cold food storage room that they had. Okay, where they'd, you know, put their pasta and their beans and their lentils, and they had giant bottles of hard liquor there that they hardly ever fucking touched. It was always there, always untouched. You know, now and then, on like, I don't know, fucking Boxing Day, they'd have a sip or something, right? So so Mike and I would be watching TV and we'd be, you know, suddenly we'd hear like dishes being going on upstairs and like, okay, they're making a lot of noise upstairs. Okay, it's time to go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, go. And we'd like hurriedly sneak around the corner into the cold food storage room. And I'd open the door and I'd lift it so it wouldn't creak or anything. And we'd stop and we'd listen. Dishes are still going. Okay, go, 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 go. And I'd grab this fucking giant bottle of vodka and I'd pass it to Mike. And I'd reach down and I'd grab this giant bottle of rum, right? And we had no time. We couldn't mix. We couldn't go upstairs and get glasses. We couldn't take our time. So we had to unscrew it and then just kind of fucking chug it. Not like the whole bottle.
So that's how you learn to drink.
That's how I learned to drink. Yeah. Was like, and then like put them back in, close the door, run back. And then we'd sit down, we'd just be drunk and watching TV. And this is like, you know, we weren't 14, right? But we weren't 30 either. Right. Like, so.
So funny. Yeah. Anyway.
So
great small talk.
I'm sure I'll get an earful of that from mom about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse was really bad. You're going to be grounded.
Yeah.
I know you're like, what, 41?
42.
Thanks, you'll be grounded.
Thanks for thinking.
You don't look a day over 41.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Well, I recently turned 37, so.
You look great.
Thanks. Yeah. I don't feel it. I'm joking.
All right, so
fun fact number one. Fun fact number one. This one's about Justin Trudeau. I've got a bunch of facts about the three main party leaders.
Baby eating.
Right. In 1972, at a state dinner, President Richard Nixon predicted that young Justin would one day follow in his father's footsteps, toasting to the future Prime Minister of Canada.
Wow.
So Nixon.
That's really cool.
It's fun. I told you these facts are fun and they're cool. There we go. Fun fact.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool. I like that.
Aaron O'Toole.
The banana bread king.
When he was 13 years old, he saw Top Gun, and that's what made him want to join the military. He was
okay.
His first opportunity was on the highway to the danger zone.
I really have nothing to say. say about
and
that.
And I'll get one about Jugmeat. So
I love that name. Still reminds me.
When Jugmeat was 1 year old, he was sent back to the Punjab in India to live with his grandparents because his mother and father were struggling to make ends meet and look after the baby. So it allowed them to focus on work while his dad could study for his medical certification. And then he was reunited with them once they were in a more stable situation.
How long after that? Like how long was he away from his parents for?
And they moved to St. John's, Newfoundland.
Really?
Yeah, where his father was in university.
Wow. I like Jugmeat. I just wish he'd stop at the attack ads, man. Like, honest to God.
You keep saying that.
I haven't seen any of them. Yeah, I've heard there's more.
Fun fact, back to Justin.
Okay.
When he moved
into... How many of these fun facts do we have, by the way?
Loads. When he moved into the Prime Minister's office, he brought in his father's desk.
Aww.
Old Papa's desk.
Aw, that's kind of sweet.
Another fun fact.
Yeah.
Aaron O'Toole's father was upper management for General Motors Canada. That's a fun fact about Aaron.
Ha! Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Another fun fact about Jugmeat. So when he was growing up in Newfoundland, he learned English in Newfoundland. And he was,
But
growing up, they called him Jimmy.
What a place
to
learn.
His friends would call him Jimmy.
Yeah, that sounds about right, honestly. No, really, that's something Newfoundlanders would do. Your name is what?
We're just going to call you Jimmy.
We're going to call you Jimmy.
Justin Trudeau, he raised $1,900 for liver disease by performing a partial striptease at the What a Girl Wants Gala in 2011.
Okay, let's back up. Say that again. Do you have any more information on this?
He performed a partial striptease.
Yeah.
So apparently he's known for his abs and he kept things.
He's known for his abs.
He kept things PG and only stripped down to his tank top.
I mean, tell me that wouldn't be a more effective campaign bus to like travel around.
Put him with his top off.
Just a close up of his abs on the side of the bus. Like, come on, really, though. If you've got them, flaunt them, man. Just,
yeah.
just a close-up of his naked abs with the word exactly. Economy next to it. Just like, you know.
Aaron O'Toole, his facts aren't quite as interesting as the other two. That's he was once a lawyer and he represented Procter & Gamble and Gillette.
The best a man can get.
Thank you for that. No, I was going to say, like, as a lawyer, that's pretty much as boring as you can get.
Yeah. Somebody said something mean about our raise.
Is that an accounting firm or something?
They make, like, shampoo and stuff, I think. Yeah. Procter & Gamble.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't work for him.
Oh, golly, Jesse. I've got some great news. We've had a fresh delivery from the ad man.
Gee whiz, Reese. Really? From the ad man?
Smell them, they're fresh.
Ads.
Jugmeat's turn now.
I'm always surprised at where you find this stuff. All of it. Everything
Wikipedia.
You find.
That's not true, is it?
It's not just entirely Wikipedia. You've said you've gone down rabbit holes before.
Some rabbit holes, yeah. Literal rabbit holes. The rabbits have all the best books. He lost his first federal election.
Who is this?
Jugmeat.
Okay.
When he was standing as a candidate by just 539 votes. After that first one, I wanted to take a break. Losing is tough, especially when it's so close. It was really the party that gave me a lot of encouragement and the community. I got maybe 200, 300 phone calls of people saying, don't give up.
So, aww. Well, that's really sweet. When was that?
That was sometime in the past.
It's impossible to go back and see. Yeah, it's too late.
On May 2011, the federal election. Another one about Trudeau. Matthew Perry, who was known for his role as Chandler Bing on Friends, admitted to Jimmy Kimmel that he attended the same grade school as Justin Trudeau.
No fucking way.
And beat him up because he was jealous of Trudeau's athletic ability.
Really?
That's the story he told.
Chandler Bing beat up Justin Trudeau.
Because he was younger than him.
And that's amazing.
What?
Oh my God. Well, that's another thing you got to put on your campaign bus, Trudeau, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, your abs. I lost a fight to Chandler Bing. Yeah.
Tell me that wouldn't be like, let's have a rematch, man. Like,
Aaron O'Toole.
If I win, you have to vote for me.
Can Aaron O'Toole? Aaron O'Toole.
Do you always sigh when you say his name? That's disconcerting, man.
Oh, there we are. This is another one off the back of his Top Gun. He said, I walked into the recruitment center thinking I was going to be a maverick. And only was I not a maverick, I was Goose. And
all right.
And it was an old antiquated helicopter. He said, but hey, you learn more from your setbacks than from your successes, he likes to say now. So he believed he was a maverick and life taught him he was a goose. So.
Womp, womp, womp.
Jugmeet?
Yes.
That was my little sting, and I'm trying to find.
Do you have to say that now every time you say his name?
That is a sting.
Jugmeet.
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find this. There was just one little cool thing.
Thank you for putting up with this, listener.
Yeah, I'm going to cut.
I'm sure this is really fascinating. Would you like to hear some ASMR while researches on the fly?
Okay.
Oh, good.
In February 2017, he featured in the American Man Style magazine, GQ, in an article headlined, A Chat with Jugmeet Singh, the incredibly well-dressed rising star in Canadian politics. And to be fair, he is pretty well-dressed. Most of the time.
He's a well-dressed man, yeah.
Back up to Justin. Justin and Jugmeet are the easiest ones. In 2007, Trudeau starred in The Great War as Canadian General Talbot Papineau.
What?
He acted in a film.
Called The Great War?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he played a general.
What? I have to look this up.
Wasn't he a drama teacher?
There's got to be a clip on YouTube. There has to be.
Yeah.
The Great War? Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Cool. 1985, during Aaron O'Toole's first posting in the military in Trenton, he took leave to volunteer on his father's campaign in the election. John O'Toole.
See, now these are getting. I mean, that's just a.
Yeah. Again, I told you, Aaron is pretty middle of the road.
Yeah. It's not a fun fact. It might be fun for Aaron.
Yeah.
He might think it's fun.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I swear to God, if the conservatives win only because the liberals lose and Aaron O'Toole becomes our fucking prime minister, are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, it's hard to find some fun facts about him. So. You know, do you want someone who has literally two fun facts about them being prime minister?
I didn't think so.
When he was a provincial representative, Jugmeet was well known for arriving in his red BMW Z4M coupe. He had a folding bike, colourful bespoke suits, colourful turbans, and became one of the most recognisable members of the Ontario legislature when he was a younger man.
Neat.
Back up to Justin. Okay, I think this is coming to a natural conclusion.
It's got to be fascinating for a listener.
This one I found quite interesting.
Okay.
So Justin Trudeau's mother, Margaret, who we've talked
with
about.
With her famous pizza bagels.
Pizza bagels. We've all talked about. She suffered from bipolar disorder.
Oh.
And I found an interview with him talking about it.
Justin Trudeau.
When he was a kid, he was dealing with, his mother suffering from bipolar. And also she used to self-medicate as well. And
with what?
Not tablets. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember the details. I'm not going to say she's. But anyway, he said that she self-medicated.
Okay.
And also that her bipolar disorder affected his life, and he supports mental illness treatment for all. I thought that was quite a a sad story.
It is sad.
And to come back to Aaron O'Toole as well.
Are we going to end on Aaron O'Toole? Really?
No. But he also had tragedy. His mother died of breast cancer when he was only 9.
Oh, that's sad. That's
but sad. His father did remarry, and he was the oldest of quite a big family then. So, his mother had worked with a lot of the Vietnamese refugees who we talked about during our spy series. Remember the... he said that she instilled a sense of service in him. So I thought that's actually an interesting one, to be fair to Aaron.
Yeah.
And then back to Jugmeet, who I thought... I don't know if you saw this. Did you see him getting heckled by a woman?
I did, yeah. And she got it wrong. She
said that
he supported
Sharia law and was in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood,
right? Because he wore a turban, and she just assumed that he was of a certain religion and had certain beliefs, and she was dead wrong. But he was very calm during the entire procedure and was calming his followers down too, from what I remember.
And also
this.
Saying to her, we love you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. And she kind of like, it freaked her out because I think she was trying to cause a scene and he just,
of course she
they
was
all
kind of,
love bombed
she was trying, yeah.
love, and also he was,
love bombed,
but
Jesus.
He was praised for not responding to Bush's claim he was a Muslim. He didn't go, I'm not a Muslim, I'm a Sikh. Because he said, I didn't answer the question because my response to Islamophobia has never been, I'm not Muslim. Which I think was a great, in that moment he showed some real humanity.
Some character.
And there was an interview, I found an interview with that woman, the heckler, Jennifer Bush, afterwards. Where she was trying where she was actually going, yeah, I know he's not a Muslim, but he still believes in Sharia law and he's still in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood. It was just nonsense.
No, she's doubling down on her beliefs. Yeah. We've talked about that many times on the show before, where your beliefs are so ingrained, emotionally ingrained in the facts that you think you know. And when those facts turn out to be not true, it hurts you on an emotional level. And so you just fucking double down on your beliefs anyway, even though you've just been proven wrong. It's a weird, weird fucking psychological. Fucking thing.
Those are my facts, and you won't hear facts like that in the mainstream media during election coverage.
No, you won't. I like those. I think we should do more stuff like that.
That's all of them.
Fun fact.
There are no more.
There's no more done? Okay.
If you've got any fun facts about Trudeau or Jugmeet or Aaron, let us know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yay. JTEO or JS, let us know.
I have a really interesting call to action for our listeners.
Okay.
I came up with it. On the way home a little while ago. So here's what we're going to do. As long as Reese is on board with this. I think you will be.
Am I?
I think you will be.
Am I?
It's not overly sexual. So it's
okay. Let's see where this is going to go. Jesse's mother's listening. Jesse's mother. I'm on your side on this.
Okay, so
me and your mother just folded our arms.
Let's see how this goes. This could go, like, we might not get any responses. People might love this. Who the fuck knows? Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, okay? A funny review. Leave us a funny review on Apple Podcasts. Then screenshot that review and email it to us at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com. That way we know whose review it is, because all reviews are pretty much anonymous and we don't know who's who. So that's just how telling us who you are. And if you do that, Reese and I will give you and email you a personalized ringtone for your cell phone.
Yeah, almost. Okay, yeah, we'll do a personalized ringtone to the username that posted the review.
Or, you know, you can say, like, hey, my name is Bobby, and you can say that name instead of, like, Fartmaster64, which would be their username. Although that would be funnier.
It would be.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your call to action. Leave us a funny review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll send you a personalized ringtone. Telling you to answer your fucking phone.
Every time you just hear me and Jesse.
Gary.
This time. And if you've already left a review, email us something nice to encourage us. And we'll do your ringtone anyway.
Really? That's a lot of ringtones, man. We've had 300 and some reviews already. Like, that's a lot of fucking right. We should just do it from here at this point on.
That's fine. give us an email if you want a ringtone.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that could take hours.
Yeah.
Hours and hours.
Fine.
You're good with... Oh, my God. What have I opened up here? Okay. All right. Okay. I'm telling you, like... All right. Okay.
Ringtones for all. That's our election promise. Everybody gets a ringtone. It'll be nonsense, but you get one.
It'll devolve after like 3 hours of doing ringtones. It'll devolve into like ringtone 67. Pick up. Okay, next.
No, it's going to be long lines of no one is calling you. No one is calling you. No one is calling you. Or this cell phone is a bomb.
You're going to have to figure out, listener, how to install the ringtone. We don't know that shit. We're just giving you the audio.
We're not going to offer you IT support.
No, fuck that.
Ask your grandson.
Bye.
Bye.